Welcome to Unfiltered Talk, where nothing is off the table and where we get the dirty, unfiltered, uncensored details from your favorite spicy creators. Unfiltered Talk is officially sponsored by unfiltered.com, the platform for creators by creators, where you can monetize and sell just about anything, even a jar of farts. I'm your host, Stephanie Maddow. Let's get unfiltered. All right, so we are in the back VIP room at the Hustler in New York City, and we have the beautiful and wonderful Alexis with us. She is the hostess and the server and the cocktail waitress and the dancer with the mostest. Yes. So, Alexis, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give a little introduction.
So, I've been here at the Hustler Club for maybe like 5-6 years. Uh-huh. I started my way at the front desk. I eventually started dancing. Unfortunately, I broke my foot in a car accident. So now I'm waitressing, which is a common good middle ground for me.
Okay.
Since I'm able to talk to customers, make my money, and not be at the front desk stuck.
I'm able
to work the floor.
All right. So do you miss dancing now that you're stuck with cocktail waitressing?
I do.
You do?
I do miss dancing. There's no other feeling like being on stage and just making great money.
Yeah. So the money is better when you're a dancer.
The money is definitely better.
So what is like the prognosis for your foot?
The prognosis is my foot is okay. I'm in therapy.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. But my foot still hurts when I'm in heels. So I'm just trying to take it easy.
Yeah.
Waitressing, I'm able to, like I said, talk to guests. Still able to get into rooms.
Do you have a cast?
No.
You're
but
just...
I do have a Frankenstein scar on my foot. It looks horrible.
Like your foot is messed up.
Yeah, it's messed up, but it works to my advantage because I'm like, I have a broken
foot. Pay me extra. Do you think that now clients are going to be paying extra for that slightly messed up foot?
I don't know if they'll pay extra for my messed up foot, but they'll definitely pay extra being that I'm a waitress.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little bit like off limits.
Yeah, leaving more to the imagination.
It's definitely a little extra to add me to a room and take
me
off the floor.
Really? And they still pay, they pay you extra to add you to the room.
Wow. And they'll probably tip on top of that.
Are you serious? And are you still like able to give dances even though you're just like a waitress?
It's a little bit tricky. As a waitress, I can't like take away from dancers.
Yeah.
So if there's a floor full of dancers, I can't give lap dances. But if the club is dead,
uh-huh,
and there's no dancers here, or the dancers that are here are in rooms, I'm able to walk the floor.
Okay.
Ego definitely allows it. I'm also great at the pole.
Ooh.
I didn't show you that.
I would love to see it one day.
I'm amazing at the pole.
Damn.
Injury, no injury, I still got it.
Oh my God. So how long have you been a dancer?
I've been dancing for about 1.5-2 years. And I would say like maybe a year into dancing, I broke my foot. So I was just at the peak of it. I was just getting in the groove.
Oh my God.
Getting my momentum.
You're at the height of your fame, at the height of your career.
And the world just wanted to humble me down real quick. So I'll take it.
It's okay. You know, everything happens for a reason. Maybe life is just telling you, like, you should go and do foot fetish content on Unfiltered.
Maybe I should.
You should, right?
I should try it out.
So you've been here for about 2 years.
Five. I started at the front desk.
Oh my God.
And I worked my way in.
But dancing for 2 years.
Yes.
Dancing for 2 years.
Dancing elsewhere.
Okay. So, like, what brought you into the club? Like, what put it in your brain? Like, this is where I want to work. Because I've also worked in a club. And there's something that brings you to that frame of mind that gives you that confidence where you walk into a strip club and you're like, I'm going to work here.
Well, actually, I was brought in by another front desk girl. I was friends with her, and she hit me up and she told me, I think you're perfect for front desk, your personality, your attitude. I think you'll be amazing. She brought me in, and since I've been brought in, I've been here. And recently, I say, maybe the beginning of this year, Nico came to the front desk and he asked me, would you like to be a waitress? And I said, of course. He said, I think you'll be perfect for it, your attitude. And everything that you
do. It takes confidence.
He also is promoting me to be a fantasy ambassador.
Ooh! Ooh, I love that.
I'm working my way up. Front desk, waitress.
And an ambassador. Well, you definitely have it. You have confidence. You have the look. So I have to ask you this. You're working in New York City at a pretty well-known club.
Yeah.
I'm sure you experience a lot of very interesting people on a daily basis. Okay, so worst experience, craziest experience.
I would have to say as a dancer, my worst experience is probably dancing for a group of people and not getting paid.
Yeah. Does it happen often?
Having a hassle getting paid because guys know what the cost is per dance, per song. And then sometimes as a dancer, you don't want to collect after every song. You don't want to be like, give me my $20 for my song. So you stack them up.
Yeah.
Now you got maybe two or three songs. They owe you $40, $60, $80,
$100. And they don't want to pay after
that. And they're like, I don't have no cash on me.
What do you do in that case?
Get security.
But wait, what if security can't get the money out of them?
Oh, no, we'll get it.
They'll go to jail.
We'll walk them directly to the ATM.
But what if their card gets declined? Because it's happened to me.
You better pull out your wallet. Alexis. Because we're pulling out all them cards.
Alexis, it's happened to me.
A credit. Something got to give.
It happened to me one time where I gave like so many dances to a guy. And he didn't want to pay at the end. And he acted like he was too drunk. Because that's the first move that they pull. Of course. That they're too drunk, right?
Of course. They're incoherent.
They're like, oh, I don't remember that, right? And then we take them to the ATM. And then their card gets declined.
They don't know their PIN.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Those motherfuckers.
As a dancer, I try not to stack more than two or three dances. Yeah. So I'm not missing out on so much cash.
Yeah. You just never know.
More than three dances is just too much.
Do you get any people who push the limits, push your boundaries, or are super creepy here?
Of course. There's guys that try to touch you, that try to do things you're not uncomfortable with. And I feel like whether you're a waitress, a dancer, or anyone in the night industry, you just need to be very verbal on what you allow and what you don't allow.
Absolutely.
Every female is different. They allow certain things. They charge for certain things. And certain girls are just not with certain things. So I feel like just being in this nightlife, you need to have an open mouth. Because with a closed mouth, a lot could get done that you're not okay with.
You have such like a good head on your shoulders. Like I feel like you come across as extremely mature. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense.
But like, I've been here since I was 20 turning 21.
Yeah. So you've experienced a lot that's brought you to this point. So what would be your biggest advice to a girl who's coming into this industry?
I would say, like I said before, you need to come in with an open mouth. You cannot be shy. You cannot be scared. You need to ask for your tips.
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask for your money. And I think just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to do this type of lifestyle, that means you're an outgoing soul.
Mm-hmm.
You have a great vibe. So if you're in the club industry, I feel like you just need to have an open mouth and just know what you're here for, make your money, and just set your boundaries.
And I have to ask you this because you are so beautiful and so confident. Do other dancers in the club feel threatened by you? Is there jealousy in the club from the other dancers and girls?
Of course, because as a waitress now and being a dancer before, like I said, outside of this club, girls definitely know I was a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see me as a waitress talking to customers or dancing, they definitely look at me.
Yeah.
So I try not to take away from them as much. If there's a few dancers on the floor, I try to make my money. But if there's a floor full of dancers, I know my position. I know my place. I'm a waitress at the moment. I'm not a stripper. So I need to serve my drinks, make my money, make my tips off of my drinks. But as a dancer, you just need to be out there. Don't be scared. Talk to every customer that comes in, whether they say yes or no, and make your money.
Amen.
You know what you're coming in to work for.
Exactly.
As a stripper, you're paying to work. You're paying your cab. You're paying your entrance fee. You're doing your hair and makeup.
It's a lot of fees to be here. You know, I worked as a dancer for a year, and my biggest thing was like, don't get too involved. Don't make too many friends.
Absolutely not.
Don't talk to too many people. Just get in, get out. You know, make your money and go home. Because the people that got too involved in the scene and were just having a little bit too much fun at work, I think those are the ones that got way too deep into it.
Lost in the sauce.
Yeah, they got lost in the sauce. It's so true.
Yes.
At one point, I got lost in the sauce, though. And that sauce was tequila.
It's very easy to get lost in the sauce.
I got lost in the tequila.
Very easy.
I did. But it's okay, you know. That's why unfiltered is good because you can do it from home. There's no sauce at home.
No.
Unless it's like food and you're just like sitting on your couch, like eating too much.
Exactly. At a club, you go in, you go out, you make your money, do what you need to do.
Get the hell out of here. Yes. Alexis, it was so nice talking to you. She is one of our newest creators and soon to be ambassador. Cheers.
Cheers to that.
And you can find her on unfiltered.com/Alexis. I will put her link wherever it can be found. And Alexis, is there anywhere people can find you on social media?
Yes. My Instagram is it's_sixella_.
Amazing. Go check out Alexis, and I wish your foot the best of luck.
Thank you. I'll be back to it soon.
Yes. I want to see you back up on that pole.
Trust me, I still got it.
Positive vibes to that foot.
Absolutely.
Yes. Get well soon.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Both. And we'll see you in the next episode of Unfiltered Talk.
From Hustler Club.